Is there concern about, you know, the loss lingering on, I mean, after, especially the things that happened last year?
No, it's not. You know, we learned from our mistakes from last week. We put that game behind us, and we're looking forward to a good game this Sunday.
It's a little staggering to think, if you dare think about it, it's 5 losses in a row going back to last year.
You know, we're not thinking about last year. It's a whole new year. It's a lot of new faces on this team. You know, we're just focused on this year and what we had to do to get this win on Sunday.
What's the biggest thing you got to fix, Daniel, in your mind?
It was a lot of little things that, you know, we learned from the first game, little corrections that we're going to go out here and practice and get better at. And when we do that, you know, we're going to be a tough team to beat.
With so many new faces and you knowing Denver so well, what do you tell them about playing at Invesco in a real game, not preseason, but like this home opener?
You know, I mean, it's exciting. You know, just being here, the fans are great. You know, just, you know, the stadium, the atmosphere, everything's fun, and it's going to be a fun game on Sunday.
Do you guys try to, do you think about putting on a show for the home crowd? Does that enter your thinking at all?
Well, you know, we got to go out here and perform, you know, the best we can, you know, to get this win. That's what we're here for. You know, I know the fans are there. You know, we're here to, you know, play a good game for the fans. But, you know, as a team, we have to get this win as a team.
Dan, do you guys focus on getting off to a better start? It seemed like you guys were playing catch up the whole game. Do you guys focus on that at all?
Yeah, we focus on that every week. You know, this week, you know, we know we have to start fast. You know, the offense, you know, we know we're going against a good defense. You know, they create a lot of havoc, and we have to start fast if we want to get rolling.
Does it add pressure when you are playing from behind basically the whole game?
It does add pressure. You know, that's a position, you know, you never want to be in as offense or as a team, really. And we know we have to come out and start fast if we want to get this win.
You realize that, I'm sure you do, some of you think, you know, we beat ourselves in a lot of these games. That's got to drive you crazy.
You know, it is. We could look back at a few plays and see, you know, if we, you know, played the situation differently, you know, it could be a different outcome. And, you know, we're not trying to shoot ourselves in the foot. You know, we got better from our mistakes last week, and we're looking forward to this week.
They held a pretty good offense to only 6 points last week. What jumped out at you watching the tape of what they were able to do last week?
You know, I mean, just overall as a whole team, you know, I mean, they complement each other well. You know, they created turnovers. You know, they got turnovers on defense. You know, the offense, you know, they made big plays. And, you know, so we know as a team, you know, that we have to come out and play 4 quarters if we want to get this win.